Good morning, everybody. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. We've got a good friend is back from Bedrooms and More. We got Blake over
Thanks for having me in the house.
I'm glad you're back, man.
Yeah.
What do we got over there on the boards?
You got Lauren on the boards.
Lauren's on the boards today for us. That's good. Well, good to have you, Lauren. You're going to learn a little bit about sleeping and mattresses and all that fun stuff.
Oh, I'm very excited.
I guess there's more stuff that happens on mattresses than sleeping, but we won't go into that.
If you're doing it right. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're doing it right. That's good. Well, that goes along with your cuddling and all that other stuff, right?
You know.
That's all good. So, cool. Well, let's start off. I know, man, you've been with us for a few years here. How's the building going on over there?
Yeah. It's a few years. We're just waiting on siding, and once the siding's done, the building's done.
Yeah,
it's exciting. It looks really.
And you were telling me off air, you got a special shipment of siding coming in from.
Oh, the siding, Tennessee. Yeah. It's a sore subject. You know, you can only control so many things.
You've been at this, what'd you say, 3 years?
More than 3 years of construction.
Wow. You said the inside's all done now.
Yeah. It's not a building that should have taken 3 years.
Yeah,
but it has. Seattle's
you don't have any
right
gray
now.
Hair unless you dye your hair. I don't know. You didn't get any gray hairs.
It's not my project. I don't have to stress about it. I only can, like I said, control so many things, and that's not on my list.
Well, I'll tell you what. And what's the projected date?
Be great if it was Labor Day weekend or something like that.
That's are you guys going to have like a big grand opening or?
Yeah. I mean, that's again, the plan. The ultimate goal is to have it be, you know, some big splash and lots of people come and they're really excited. And oh my God, I've never seen a mattress store that looks like this or a furniture store that's like this, which I mean, it's really striking. It will be like nothing someone's ever seen, but it's will be. It's not is.
Yeah. It's still in the future tense.
Exactly.
Well, I tell you what, I was over there. Blake gave me a full tour last time we were here. Man, this place is impressive, guys. So when it does, get open. We'll talk about it here on air. I suggest you guys go check it out. But in the meantime, between now and then, if you want to go to the best way to describe Bedrooms and More is kind of like remember as kids when you had forts and you had all these different rooms that you could like fool around in. That's what it reminds me of. It brought me back to my childhood because it's like a maze in there. It's like all these different rooms.
It was a function of my parents not having enough money to support the whole building when they built it.
Yeah. They just added on as they went, right?
Well, they cut holes in walls because they rented out parts of the building, and then they stopped renting parts of the building out because we needed all the space, which is why we needed even more space to build the new building. It's just you have enough people coming. We're packed. It's a very, very busy store in an era where people say, oh, no, people don't go physically shopping places. Our store is popular because people will buy, you know, a crappy bed once. They might even buy one twice thinking the first one they got was a lemon. But the third time, they go and they want to find value. And
they kind of wise up by that.
Right, and they find us. And so we're the busiest we've ever been. It's a fantastic place to be.
That's awesome. Yeah, and you know what, guys? Their showroom is a lot of fun. I was down there last time. You want to go check them out. They're down there at 300 Northeast 45th Street. You guys are just up the street from Dick's. So if you guys know where Dick's Burgers is, just back it up about, three, four blocks?
Two
blocks? Yeah. I know it's close. But go see those guys. And we're going to talk today with Blake about the whole thing about mattress quality, mattress longevity. Because, you guys, you know, I've always said you get what you pay for. And, you know, Blake just kind of mentioned you could do it once, twice, or three times, or you could just go down there and check those guys out and go to their showroom and get fixed up and have something that's going to last a long time. So let's dive into that. I want to ask you kind of just a generalized question, Blake, and then we'll get into the specifics. But how long should a mattress last?
That's a personal opinion thing. I think it should be, you know, 20-plus years. My ultimate goal, because I get to design most of our product, is for the bed to be the last bed you ever buy. And one of the things about...
The one I'll die in?
Seriously. No, I mean, that sounds morbid. But the whole idea is your average mattress, you know, it's all glued together. You got all these layers covered in fabric. And that mattress is only as durable as its least durable component. Reasonably, a $20 piece of foam fails in that bed because you got that divot, and all of a sudden you're in the market for a whole new bed. And that's what the mattress industry sustains itself on. That's why they switch to beds that are only upholstered on one side, because in doing so, it reduces the cycle on which people rebuy, and there's no way to break that cycle for the average consumer. I mean, they don't have like, oh, well, I'll just make my own bed. That doesn't work. And by gluing all those layers together, you're just kind of stuck with that piece of crap or great bed, whatever it may be, for the durability of that worst component. And my goal is to make it so people have access to the inside of the bed. So while their body changes, their needs become different, they replace a component rather than replacing the whole bed.
Oh, wow. I never knew you guys did that.
Yeah.
So you can actually go in and replace components in your bed.
Yeah.
Your
and not because it failed necessarily, but because your needs became different. And if it did fail, then yeah, you can replace that component. Or worst case scenario, your dog or your kid goes pee on the bed, you can replace the cover and all the guts inside that didn't get wet. Those are still good.
Okay.
You know, in that heat tempered coil system, you know, that's going to be durable, or the latex layer or whatever it may be. You can just replace or change it.
That's very cool. If you just joined us too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. We're just starting a good conversation with Blake here about kind of the average life of a mattress. One thing, Blake, you know, we always talk about telling the truth here on my show, and I want to make sure that people get the truth from you.
Sure.
There's a lot of these companies out there that are really popular now, and you guys know, I'm not going to name names, but you can order them online, and they ship them to your door, and you pop open the plastic, and they pop up like a Pop-Tart. And how long are those mattresses lasting, typically?
Generally, they're two-year beds. I mean, there are some that are going to be a little bit more durable, some that are going to be less durable. But, I mean, for the most part, those beds, if they want to be able to UPS it to your door, they have to be lightweight enough to fit under those weight restrictions. And if you have, you know, a king mattress, it has to weigh, you know, under 130 pounds.
Oh, really? So they have specified weight limits then?
Yeah. And okay. I mean, I think you can max out and you get to these oversized things, and they don't want to pay that.
Right.
So most of those beds, they weigh 65 to 85 pounds. And if you knew nothing else about beds, you'd buy them by the pound, because it has to do with, you know, how much material is actually holding up that height.
Okay.
And if you have a really lightweight foam, it's going to break down a lot faster. And so those beds, they're generally disposable quality, but that's okay if you're willing to buy into the cycle. Well, you know, it's a disposable item, and I don't really need that. The value proposition over time is quite poor, and when you think about the environmental impact, it's just reprehensible.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that in a second. We got a break for a commercial break here, but when we come back, I am going to ask Blake about those things as far as, like, you know, guys, this is the cost of ownership versus the initial cost up front. We're going to calculate that for you. Also get into the landfill requirements here, because I think that's a huge problem. And I don't even know what – we're going to ask Blake what they do with these darn things and if they can even recycle them. So with that, I'm Pete.
And I am Lauren.
And this is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. All right. We are back. This is Pete with the Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. We are in the nice weather here in the Northwest. Man, oh, man.
This is why you live here.
I'll tell you what. I can't think of a place. I've even lived in Hawaii for a few years. And I'll tell you, this time of year, you know, you can't beat it.
No better place to
be. The Puget Sound and, I mean, all the places go. So, you know, the key thing is, though, tying back to what we're talking about, is if you want to enjoy this nice 8-week period of nice weather.
8 week. Come on. It's 3.5 months of solid good weather.
You got to get a good night's sleep. That's where I was going with it.
Yeah.
And so you can enjoy it. But, you know, with the fishing and the hike and all the stuff we can do up here, it's just amazing. So we're here with Blake Garfield. He's out there at Bedrooms and More. You guys are what? Is this third generation?
Second. I'm the second generation, and I've got kids, but they're 4 and 7, so they're not contributing right now.
Not yet, but in about 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, I first started working when I was 12.
Yeah.
I'd go into home shows and things like that, which was pretty hilarious because
you probably drew them in like crazy with that cute face.
I was a born salesperson, I guess, because I would go up and I would write up sales for like $3,000 desks and things like that at these home shows. And people are like, what? Like, how? Because I just, my brain just memorizes details.
Wow.
And so I would just spout all these details, and people are like, oh, this is adorable. We need one of these. Let's just buy it from him. And I was like,
forget that adult over there. Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah, I, you know, it's funny. I started working, my father, rest his soul, I started working with him when I was 5, building houses. It was just, you know, same kind of thing. And, you
swinging
know,
a hammer early.
Swinging it. Well, I couldn't even swing a hammer 5. I was sweeping. I had to sweep.
Yeah.
And then I would think I was about 7 or 8. I started nailing floors. That was back before they had nail guns. So everything had to be done by hand. So, you know, you get in the floors and my dad said, okay, you got to put a nail every, you know, every 6 inches. And so it was just all day long. Just, but it's good. You know, by the time I got to be about 12 or so, I was strong enough to swing one of those framing hammers. So it was like whack. Bam, and just drive the nail. So it's 2 hits and you're just moving down the way.
My boys restocked the coffee station.
They're, oh, did they? Okay.
No weapons.
Not yet.
I'm pretty sure the 7-year-old might take the 4-year-old out.
All right, we're going to get back to our talk here. Guys, the thing is, and I've said this to you many, many times before, you can goof around on the internet all you want, but if you really want to go, if you're in the market for a mattress, and we're going to talk a little bit about bed frames because that's something we haven't brought up. Bedrooms and More has them. Go see these guys. It's just a lot of fun. They have their mattress class every Saturday morning at 9:30. Correct?
It takes all the information someone might want to know about mattresses and puts it in a really consumable form. And it's a no
and
pressure.
Then they can go to the showroom. And
right. Or they can go away. I mean, it's a no pressure sort of thing. The whole purpose is the mattress industry has disempowered the consumer. There's so much information and so much misinformation that it's impossible to understand the value of what you're looking at. And the whole purpose of this is to take all that power and put it back in the hands of the consumer where they can look at the spec sheet of a mattress and understand the value that they're going to get. Because there's no magic mattress material that's not going to change over time. It's understanding how those materials are going to wear so that they can make an educated purchase. And that's the whole purpose.
And I would think, I mean, to me, it's kind of tough to, with something as important as your sleep, to just buy something sight unseen online and hope it's going to work for you.
Well,
that seems like a fallacy in logic.
The whole purpose of it, I mean, why it's an empowering thing in the consumer's mind is that rather than going and being at the mercy of a salesperson, I can browse through 20 different brands online and pick one. And if I don't like it, they say they'll just come pick it up. And it's this perception that there's no effort, no stress, no control other than your own. But the problem is that they're disposable quality mattresses. And, you know, they have this perception that it's well reviewed, but it's really just they control those reviews.
Yeah.
And it,
Talked about that. Guys, if you want, there was a previous show. It's in podcast. If you go to mynorthwest.com/homematters, that show is up there.
Nice.
Blake talked all about the situation with one of the online companies and how they bought the review.
It's what the real magic of that, the thing that makes it brilliant from a business standpoint, but reprehensible from so many other standpoints, is that they make money whether you keep the bed or not.
Yeah. How does that work? And then I want to go into the cost and the landfill thing.
It's that if you buy it for, we'll say, $900, they, if you keep it, make about $700 because it's a $200 mattress. I mean, it's cheap. And it really doesn't matter which of the brands you're talking about. They're all basically the same business model. If you don't keep it, they pay someone $50 to come pick it up and donate it. And they are running out of places that will accept donations, but it still works for now. If they donate it, they get to write off.
Is that because at the full the amount donation market or what?
Right. There's so many people that are doing the same business model that, you know, there are warehouses in Seattle that are full of takeaway mattresses that haven't found a new home yet.
Oh, no.
Someone's going to come up with a business model where they sell those for just a pittance. And they're, you know, like, oh, I bought the entire lot for $50 a unit.
But they'll cannibalize the market if they're doing that, right?
Right, which is why they're not doing it yet. But it's going to come because they've got to figure out a way to do something with all of these beds. But the math works out. If less than 50% of people return them, they can write it off as a tax deduction and they write it off at the full amount. So they make about $70 to $80 even if you donate the mattress, if you don't keep the mattress, because they're just writing it off as a tax deduction against their earnings.
Wow.
Which is, again, it's brilliant,
yeah.
But it's it's wasteful, and it's selling a $200 mattress for, you know, $800 or $900.
Before we get into the cost of ownership, let's talk about that. So if they're, these mattresses you said are lasting on average about 2 years, these online companies, and then they're going to dump them in the landfill, do they recycle them, or how does that all work?
It depends. So not all stores do this, and if you don't buy it from a store and you're just a consumer and you buy something else online and then you have to take the one that you got to the dump, then you're just taking it to the dump and it's getting trashed. If you buy it from like our store, we pay $11 per piece to have it disassembled and recycled. And about 90 to 95% of the weight of a mattress is recyclable. And so that foam, they'll chip it and steam sanitize it, and it'll be made into something like carpet pad. And the fabrics are one of the least recyclable ones, but that still can be in some cases recycled. But for the most part, people are taking them to the dump, and the dumps are getting overwhelmed because it used to be people are getting 12, 15 years out of beds. And now people getting, you know, 2 to 4 years out of most of these beds, whether it's an online one or
so
a one-sided
like three
bed.
Three times the rate of what it was before.
It's even worse than that. And so the transfer stations are overwhelmed because it takes up 19 times the volume as your average ton of garbage.
Big piece of bulky garbage. Yeah.
And it's because it's not that heavy because they're made to be lightweight and cheap. And so they've been talking about putting in a mattress tax that you pay when you buy a bed per piece. So if you're buying a king set, you'd pay, you know, a pre-purchase recycling. So that if you take it to the transfer station, then it would automatically go to a recycler rather than just getting dumped, which they've done in Vancouver, Canada, and they've done it in some other municipalities.
Coming,
it's coming. There was a big summit a couple years ago where they were talking about that being in the planning stages. Yeah. And so we'll see how it plays
out. See what happens. We come back. We're going to talk. We're going to ask about cost of ownership here and do a little math. You guys can kind of see, you know, the differences here. And then Blake has got a really interesting story about he went out to a particular house the other day. I want him to tell his story because it ties into, like, your sleeping is a whole system.
Sure.
So we come back. This is Pete with Home Matters.
I'm Lauren.
I'm going to ask Lauren kind of what she thinks about this whole show when we come back. This is Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3, the FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a great discussion here with Blake Garfield of Bedrooms and More. You guys, go check them out. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, Blake had said to me off air that, man, they're busier than ever. And there are some reasons why, and I want him to share that. But they're out there at 300 Northeast 45th Street. You can go to bedroomsandmore.com. It's bedroomsandmore.com. Get the address. Just put it in Waze or Google Maps. It'll get you out there. They're right down the street from Dick's off 45th. If you want to find out more about their class on Saturday, and that's a good class in the morning, give them a call at 206-633-4494. That's 206-633-4494. So, Blake, I want to ask you a question about, we talked about the landfill and all that stuff that's going on and the taxes. You had mentioned the off air, you said, man, you're busier than you've ever been. People are coming to your showroom. Why are they doing that? What's going on?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with, we're not the first store. I can't afford to pay to market and be top of mind all the time. Like that's a losing proposition, but word of mouth is powerful.
Yeah.
And people will get burned only so many times before they take the initiative to educate themselves. And if somebody's trying to make an educated purchase, they end up finding us. I mean, people connect the dots, and, you know, we're busy because we take good care of our customers, and we're not perfect, but, you know, that's valuable. You know, reviews are becoming less meaningful because people can control them so well. But for years, we were
And the consumer doesn't trust them as much as they used to.
Right. I mean, it's just like most things. Eventually, they get kind of corrupted. But when your friend says, oh, my God, you're in a market rent, you have to go there.
Yeah.
I had one of these, and I got screwed, and I went there, and I love it. And that's a winning proposition for us, is that you keep making sure that the products that you have are valuable, even if they're not the most expensive, like you can buy a $400 queen, you know, mattress at our store, and you're not going to be in the market again for, you know, 12, 15 years.
Okay.
You can obviously spend thousands and thousands and thousands too. And
yeah, and people have this perception if they come to you, it's going to be super expensive, but that's not the case, right?
Right, but that's you can't market and say, hey, I'm the best place to get a cheap mattress, because then you devalue all your other products. Because yeah, I am, but there's this perception that, oh, if you want to get value, you got to pay for it, which you certainly can. And I mean, I love selling beds that are going to be 20, 30 year beds that are, you know, several thousands of dollars, but not everybody has that kind of budget.
But you have a whole range and everything in between from 400 on.
Oh yeah. I mean, no, from cheaper than that even. I mean, but I'm talking about like adult quality queen
but
beds.
You're still saying even that at the low end, not that everybody, a lot of our listeners, they're not at the low end, but even at that low end, you're saying that that's a mattress that could last 10 years.
Right. I mean, it should last longer than that. I mean, when I design these things, my goal is for them to be kind of idiot proof. If someone doesn't rotate, doesn't flip it, they're still going to get that kind of value out of it. But
you just need a talking bed now that just says, hey, time to rotate.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be the next
just
technology.
Program that in the calendar.
Yeah, there you go. Well, let me ask you this. So let's go through this because we always talk about this, the cost of ownership. So going back to some of these online companies that are selling these beds, you said is the average cost around $900 for one of those? Or
that's pretty common, yeah.
Okay, so and you're saying let's say they last 4 years. So we'll give them a benefit of the doubt.
Is wow. It, okay, yeah.
That's
twice what we're seeing. But
okay,
yeah,
so
yeah, sure.
Let's just do 2 years then. No, so if
go
it's,
with four. Four is...
Okay, we'll do four. Okay, so if they're doing over, let's say, one of your 12-year beds at $400.
Sure, yeah.
All
okay.
right? And you say, and it's 4 years, they're going to have to replace that mattress three times for $900 or on average. That's $2,700
sure.
versus the $400 they paid. If you're looking at just budget.
Right. I mean, if you're trying to do it on the budget.
Yeah, yeah. Not to say, but, you know, most of your customers they're buying a higher quality mattress. But
yeah.
You're still in that 20 to 25-year range, right?
Yeah. So our most popular bed is, like, the queen mattress is $2,600. That's our most popular bed. Yeah, there are ones that are much less. There are ones that are much more. But
sure.
the
so
most
on average, it's about $2,500.
Right. But that bed is, I mean, at minimum, 15 to 20 years.
Okay.
Like if you were trying to be brutal, if you're what the average is going to be, it's probably going to be 20 plus.
Okay.
But if you're
well, let's say 15.
Sure.
If you just joined us too, this is P with the Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. So let's do the math on that. So let's say the average is yours is 2,600 and it lasts a minimum 15 years.
Right.
You're saying, and typically it's a lot longer.
Right.
So if you look at these online companies, guys, that you're going to, so over 15, they're going to have to, you're going to have to replace that bed seven times plus take it to the dump, all the landfill, all that stuff. If you look at that seven times 900, that's $5,600 right there versus 2,600.
Sure.
So really, basically they just paid twice the cost they should have paid. Plus
right.
all the hassle of getting rid of the thing and taking it to the dump.
Right.
Wow.
We win.
Okay. Well, that's a point I'm trying to make. So let's go back to now talking about, because at the beginning of the show you mentioned, okay, well, you can replace things that fail, but then you said, well, our mattresses don't fail. So can you talk about like that and what they should look for?
Sure. So the easiest way is, so yesterday I went out to a customer's house, which – it's not my favorite thing to do, but I did because you know, they said, we just got this bed in December. It already doesn't feel flat. I think that this has failed. And so I said, okay, sure. I went out and the bed, I unzipped it and they had a big enough room, which was really helpful. I took the coil system out of the mattress and I laid it on the floor because he said,
you literally took it out of the whole mattress.
Right. Took it out of the mattress, put it on the floor. And I said, roll on this side to side. And so he rolled on it side to side. I'd already done it. I already knew the answer, but it didn't matter. I had to go through
this. Yeah, they had
the
experience.
And so he's like, it feels totally uniform. I said, yes, it does. Okay. So then we looked at all the other components of the bed. All of them felt totally uniform. And the issue was the platform bed that it was sitting on was not adequate. And so, you know, they'd bought it from
so this
company.
Bed frame.
Right, their bed frame.
Okay.
It had slats that were flexible, and they were bowing downward underneath where their bodies were.
Okay.
And so we ended up reinforcing their bed frame, not one that they bought from us, which I don't want to say I do all the time, did it, put it all on there, and it felt perfect.
And once you put the coils back in.
So I put the whole bed back together. Yeah. And, you know, the customer is really excited because, you know, there's nothing wrong with their bed. It was just their bed frame.
You solved the failing bed frame.
Right, right. But the point is, so I give people handouts that say, hey, this is what constitutes an adequate support system, because most stores that are, you know, your big box stores or whatever, they're selling bed frames that don't necessarily have adequate support for a mattress. Yeah. And so people will replace a mattress when really the thing that was wrong was the bed frame.
Yeah. We come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, because I think, if I'm correct, Bedrooms & More has bed frames you could look at. They adequately size them. So we'll get into that discussion in detail when we come back. This is Pete.
And I am Lauren.
And I'm going to ask Lauren about what she's thinking about all this. She's getting educated on good night's sleep here. This is Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. Back. This is Pete with Home Matters at Cairo Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. We are having a great discussion here about, you know, the thing about it, guys, is it's one of these things where I think, and I do it too, we take our sleeping, our mattress, our frame, all that stuff for granted. And then when we don't get a good night's sleep, man, oh, man, does it really, you really find out quick it's like how important it is.
It catches up with you in our
Oh, it does. Day. It yeah. does. I didn't get a good night's sleep last night. And you know how you get that little, like, lack of sleep headache? I have one of those right now, and I'm just thinking, man, I got to get a better night's sleep tonight. But it, I mean, even one night.
Well, it's harder, particularly during the summer, because you've got fewer hours of darkness. Yeah. You've got heat, and you don't necessarily in the Northwest have air conditioning, though I would advocate for everybody getting it, because it really makes a nice difference. But, you know, the bedding plays a role in that. Like, whether you have the blackout curtains or not, which I would also advocate people get. Oh, I got those for my kids, and then I was like, we need those in our room, too.
Yeah. Keeps the kids asleep longer.
It sure does. Oh, my God, that's magic. Yeah. Just magic.
So, Lauren, what are you learning here about all this stuff?
I'm learning that it is those pop-up mattresses are not the best, is the one thing I've taken out of this. And I've seen many friends actually get those mattresses, and they post them online. They're like, oh, this is so cool. It pops out of the box. Wow.
Yeah. But then you got to take it to the dump every 2 years.
Yeah, which is the big downside.
Well, it's this perception that it's empowering and like, I'm not having to go to, you know, mattress chain and whatever. They get to just sit at home and make that choice. And it's like, oh, well, if I don't like it, they'll just take it away.
Yeah.
And it's a big hassle.
The problem is, though, if you accept it and then it only lasts about 2 years, then you're stuck with getting rid of it on your own.
Right, but they've put a 10-year warranty on it or a lifetime warranty on it. Yeah. But they're not warranting comfort. They're warranting material defects. And until you hit, you know, an inch and a half a sag, that's not a warranty problem. That's normal wear and tear. And that's
eventually you're going to know your customer. So it's
that's why they come to our. That's why we're busier than ever. Yeah. It's fantastic for us, but it's horrible for the world.
Yeah.
So
I want to go back though, because you were mentioning before the break. You talked about going out to the house and finding out that it was the bed frame, and you guys have frames, correct?
Sure.
That you sell.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've got a bunch of different styles. I mean, the thing about furniture style though is it's very personal. I mean, what fits in your house, and I'm pragmatic about it. I think we have an awesome selection, and our style is definitely on point, but again, different people have different choices. My goal with the platform beds is to give people the right information to know that it's an actually adequate support system, because you don't want the slats that bow upward. They call them Euro slats. We call them something.
Yeah, there's another big box store, a really big box that sells those.
Right. Or you've got the slats where they go, you know, from side to side, but they only meet in the middle instead of running the full width of the bed. You've got some where you've got a beam that runs down the middle, but no legs that go to the floor. I've seen, you know, 4x4s bend downward over time if they don't have a leg that goes to the floor. You always got to have a leg that goes to the floor.
You got to support the earth.
I've even seen metal center rails that look like, oh my God, this is angle iron. There's no way it's going to bend. It still bends.
Still bends. Yeah.
And so, you know, the whole purpose is giving people the tools.
The question I have, so Blake, and I get that, and I know you guys aren't salesy. It's more about getting information. If they want to buy it from you, great. If they go somewhere else, it's okay too. But when they're buying a mattress from you, do you have that discussion with them about their frame and maybe what to look out for?
Yeah, we try to. The thing is that, you know, you've got to judge whether the person is receptive to the information or not. I mean, if you're forceful and say you don't want to be buying this platform bed, then we sound like jealous jerks because someone's fallen in love with something else. The whole goal is, you know, this is what makes an adequate support system, and we hand them the handout. Okay. And even if they fall in love with the frame from someone else, at least they have the tools to reinforce it so it will be an adequate
support
system.
Okay, so you are educating them somewhat.
As best as we can. But again, people are like, oh, I spent $3,000 on this platform bed. Of course it's good enough. It's not. You know, again, it might be fashion forward or, you know, it might be cool, but it might not be adequate.
Yeah.
And people aren't always receptive to it. And that's why I went out to somebody's house yesterday because, no, I spent so much on this. There's no way this is the problem. It was the problem.
Yeah.
And
how did you reinforce that one? What did you do?
So we put a rail that went from head to foot underneath where each person slept. And then we measured and cut legs that wouldn't take it to the floor.
Okay, so you supported below that.
Right. So where the weight was, it wasn't going to flex downward because the slats went and they met in the middle and they didn't run the full width. A piece of wood, it'll bend one way, but if you have it run from side to side, it won't bend down, up, and then back down again.
Yeah.
And so, you know, those are just simple things that people don't necessarily intuit, and you got to give it to them.
One thing I want to ask, too, before we close out this show, because this is something that is along a lot of people's minds. There's another company out there that markets really well. They sell air beds, and they have a thing where you can make the hardness. Well, you got two people in a bed. How do you guys factor that in for the type of mattresses that you sell?
Well, when you have access to the inside of the bed, you can actually have a different support system on both sides. The difference in what we have versus something like that is ours is flippable. And so with that bed where you're pumping it up, well, the air bladder, shy of it leaking or the pump failing or something, that's going to come back to flat. But what's on top of it, because you're not just laying on a bag of vinyl, you've got that.
You're laying on a bag of vinyl. I love that.
But that material on top is going to compress over time. And then you're on a de facto one-sided bed. And so you're going to have to replace that bed because that
those beds aren't
has failed.
Those air beds that they sell, they're not flippable, are they?
No.
Okay. So you.
No.
And those only last for a few years.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're petite, you're going to get more years out of it if you're not petite.
So if you have, let's say you've got a man and a woman and one's quite a bit more in weight than the other, you can beef up one side of your mattress.
Yeah. So my wife and I, we have a king size frame, but we actually have a different feel on each side of the bed.
Okay.
We met when we were old enough that we'd trained ourselves to sleep on different surfaces. And so my side of the bed is much firmer and her side of the bed is much softer.
How do you achieve that?
Different density of components you could use a different support system. So, you know, we've done ones where it's half coils, half latex, and it's all in one cover.
Wow.
And so the thing is, I'm a problem solver. You know, if someone says, I like this, but I wish it were, I can make it whatever the...
So if a couple comes into your showroom, they can lay on the bed and you can kind of get an idea of what they're looking for and adjust it then?
Is that
what you're saying? Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. So it's almost like every person is getting a customized mattress from your company.
They can. most of the time, people just, they fall in love with our most popular bed. We've got, you know, over 50 beds on display, but most people buy one.
Well, guys, I'll tell you what, Blake, as always, I always learn new things. You've been on my show for years, but it's like every time you bring something up, it's like, yeah, I never thought about it that way. So it was great having you on the show again, man.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Go check them out, Bedrooms & More. You can look them up for their address. They're at bedroomsandmore.com. The address is 300 Northeast 45th Street. Just remember where Dick's is, back up two blocks. They're right on the right-hand side as you would be going to Dick's. They got their new building coming out. That's going to happen the end of this summer, we hope.
And, that's the fantasy.
Or if you want to give them a call for their Saturday class, it's 206-633-4494. With that, I'm Pete.
And I am Lauren.
And this is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News. Seattle's time.